Okay, we are continuing in Hilchos Lashon Hara, Chelek Klal Ches Halacha Dalet. Okay, yesterday we learned that there's a mitzvah, there's a din that you can't say Lashon Hara even about a child, about a katan. We talked about various nafkaminas to that. Okay, today speak about the following: that Yisur Sibu Lashon Hara Fiula Ala Amoritz, and you can't say Lashon Hara even on someone who is an Amoritz. Someone who's Amoritz means a Jew that's maybe not so knowledgeable in the Torah way. He may not be a Torah Jew yet, but he is one of God's people that God took out of Mitzrayim. Because Ken Hu Tam Chacham Vadem Sab Lashon Hara Alav Avona Gadol Harba Yoser. And someone who is a Torah scholar saying Lashon Hara about him is much worse. V'omru Chazal. In Klal Ches, getting on the way over here, Halacha Dalet. Chazal quote from the Gemara Brachos: Kol Masav Rachem Itoso Shel Tamid Chacham Nofel BaGehenim Shenem Mar VeChulei VeChame Pamim Nichnas Aydei Zeh BeKlal Mavaza Tamid Chacham. Someone says Lashon Hara about a Tamid Chacham after he's passed on. Person's going to go to Gehenim, which Parnas translated for us last night, purgatory. And sometimes it would become part of the prohibition of Avaz HaTamei Chacham to disgrace the Tamei Chacham. And to disgrace the Tamei Chacham, Chevra, listen to this. God alone, Shoshalem Avaz HaTamei Chacham, with Yisrael Chelek Gemara and Sanhedrin, Chelek, Tafyayim is holding here, that V'nifzak came by Yeridayus, and V'nreishim Gimel, V'arashem Boza. Curse the curse in Ever Shahi, the Pasuk says that such a person will be cut off from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ah! Now listen. So that seems pretty obvious. Okay, you can't say Lashon Hara about anybody. Not an Amoritz, not a Tamid Chacham. And close again, if you say it on Tamid Chacham, it's worse because he's someone who is holding in you know Hashem's Torah. So you're disgracing him as someone who's representing Hashem's Torah. Now, however, says the Chavetz Chaim, listen carefully. Some people say, listen, you know what? Vaza Tamid Chacham, that's about, you know, the bigs, man! You know, the majors! Rova, Baye, Ravashi, you know, those were Talmid Chacham. Sheikh Chacham, Yosef, today, you call these Talmid Chacham, compare, you can't compare, it's true, you can't compare us and even our great Gedolim of our generation or the last generation, Tamarayim and Tanayim, still. It's Toys Gomer. Big mistake. Everything's according to the generation. You don't compare yourself to Moshe Rabbeinu, you don't compare yourself to Yehuda Nosson, you don't compare yourself to the Groch. I feel it was Renanu, Murak, Roy, Lahoros, Yagaba Toyra, Nikot Hamachachim. You have many Choshev people, the Tamil Chacham today, big Rabbonim. You know, a person's a Rav of a community, a person's a Rav of a Shul. You know how much Bizoyan that gets? You know, you live in a fishbowl, and the Balabatim go home, and they go, who the rabbi, those people are being over on Itzalos and Han Tam Chacham, and they invite the Tam Chacham. And if they think, that even if there's a Balabas who knows how to learn, say, ah, I'm a bigger Tam Chacham than him, he's not such a Tam Chacham, he's putting himself in hot water. Hamavaza also a field with Varim Ba'alma. By the way, this goes also for Yeshiva Bachram about David Benyam. even just with words, I feel a shovel fire in front of him, oven, polili, who? Terrible negative sin is this. V'chayiv nidya is that, according to Gemara Moed Katan, put such a person in chayim. Kedisa b'yardayis, emirashim, gimel, etc. V'chol shigenim, atam v'chacham, is emir harab here. Now, if it's one thing, it's tam atam v'chacham. And, but what if he is a Mora HaRoah? If you remember, Chavetz Chaim mentioned this earlier in the Klolim where he spoke in general. Now he's telling you specifically Halacha L'maisa. Let's say the person is a Mora HaRoah, the person is a Paisik, right? So besides the fact that you have to treat him with honor and respect, or b'sabel of divignus, whom an ayas rabbi v'aras Hashem. Since people rely on his piskei halacha, what you're doing is you're stopping people v'aras Hashem. Let's say some big Tamid Chacham, a big Tamid Chacham, a guy is a paisek. I don't want to say a name, but whatever. One of the bigs, you know, somewhere, whether it's Israel or America. And in the newspaper, they read that this rav paskin dazai whatever. Could be it was true, could be it wasn't true, whatever. And they saw, and you read it, it seems silly. He starts joking, starts making fun. So the other person, maybe you're a bigger Tamid Chacham than the person who listens to you. The other person, maybe a Baal Bos doesn't know, that never learned. See, he hears you, Mr. Ben Torah, speaking derogatorily about this big rabbi, right? So then he figures, well, I guess you know what you're talking about. So guess what? Everything else the big rabbi says must be what? Garbage. Oh, so I don't have to listen to the rabbi. So now the person not listening to the rabbi is now what? You're causing not only vizui tamakacham, you're now causing other people to not what? Follow Avodas Hashem. Chas v'shalom. What are we going to go after in Yonah Yadinei Torish B'neinu? Why should we go to this guy if it didn't Torah? He can't figure out what to do. When we talk Zek, you're building a bama for yourself. Now, this is, however, only someone who is within your, a person of your nature, of your nation, excuse me. The Hainu. Am she'idcha b'torah mitzvah, as the Gemara often will darshan on the word amisecha. Aval osan anoshin shemakirim she'esh b'mat b'karsis. Okay, mitzvah lugan osan l'valsam. Now, we've said this earlier. If a person is an outright, publicly, he defames, and he's a heretic, and he's mamish, you know, whatever, real bad news person, he's not one of your amis. In other words, if you have a Jew that unfortunately, now you have to know, the Chazon Ish paskin, the Chazon Ish already 50, 60 years ago paskin, b'zman hazeh, we don't have such, we don't really, really have too many people like this, because so many people today that even write and speak against God, against Torah, are poshut ami ha'aretz. They don't know, they never learned. Can't be not be cursed until you know something, you know? Like Rabbi Weinow, he says, we don't have any good old not be cursed like the old days. In the old days, you had these guys that learned in Volozhin, and then they became apikorsim, and these guys could, you know, read you up Gemara Rashi Tosfos like nobody, and then, but meanwhile, they became apikorsim. That's an apikors. Today, so many people are, let's say there are people who are, you know, of different factions, conservative, reform, whatever. Pasha, those are wonderful, nice Jewish people that don't know any better. And even you have some of them who are, and then you have people that mamish are off and not bekarsim. But anyway, if someone's though a real bona fide apikoros and speaks negatively against God and against the people of Israel, then he's not being a part of your nation. There's no Isla Shanhar on them. Other Rabbi, you have to tell people to stay away from those kind of people. You have a pasuk like this in this week's parasha Baloyskli. You see a Rashi over there that I signed. That the people that Hashem hate, you should hate. Right? That's Apikaros Nikra. What is the definition of Apikaros? Okay, don't just, you know, oh, this guy didn't listen to Rebbe today. He's an Apikaros. Apikaros means Hakofer Batorah. Number one, he denies Torah. That's big. Benavua mi Yisrael. And he denies any prophecy from the Jewish people, meaning all the books of prophets. Bein b'Torah shebichsav, bein b'Torah shebichsav, meaning he's either Torah shebichsav, Torah shebichsav, denies part of that Torah. Filu omer kol Torah shemayim chutzim pasag echad. Wow. Let's say he says, I believe in the whole Torah, but this one mitzvah, just delete. Shatnez, out. You know, whatever, take out, I don't know, whatever. Lashon Hara, out. Well, I believe in all 612 mitzvahs, right? He's an apikoros, right? Not stam, he doesn't want to do it. That's the Yetzer Hara. But he denies it, right? You can't deny, you can't say, you read a Gemara, you go, this is wrong, this is bad, this is out, this is boom, boom, it's not part of the Torah. You can't say that. You can say, this is very schwer, I don't understand it. You can say, what's pshat? This is Zeir Shor. You say, whoa, this, what's pshat? What's going on here? It's crazy. But you mean it in a way like, you know, try to understand. Like you know, Rabbi. So then you have to ask your Chavrusa and listen, like Rabbi Zweig said last night, and try to learn from your Chavrusa and from your Rebbe. Okay? So that's the story. So we read today two things. Number one, you got to be very, very careful. Don't say Lashon Hara about any Jew, Amar Oretz, or Tamakachim, Tamini Chacham today as well. You can bring people to the ruin of Avodas Hashem. And also, one may say Lashon Hara about Apikaros, but again, it has to be someone who's bona fide Apikaros, someone who denies part of Torah or all of Torah. Gevaldik HaShekoyach, everybody.